When people fish around here, what do they usually use for bait?
Oh, worms and grasshoppers and minnows sometimes, but not too often.
You ever use those little animals that live in the water about that long, have claws?
Claws?
Claws up.
Oh, crawdads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they can find them. They're very fond of those. There used to be lots and lots of them here, but we don't see them anymore. But Paul located a crawdad place down on the our branch the other day. Yesterday when he was down there. And he said if he had a minnowsane, he could catch all kinds of minnows down there in that hole.
Now there's a hint. Do you have those little animals? I think I asked you this last night, didn't I, about those animals with a hard shell that you find around the water?
There you go. Turtles?
Mm-hmm.
All of the water has more or less turtles in it. Some places much worse than others.
Do you have those hard-shelled animals that you find out in the pastures too? Mm-hmm.
Terrapins.
Yeah, I ain't got a pet one here in the yard, don't I?
Hmm?
It's a little tiny one about that. Oh, yeah, about that size this morning. Just about the size of a silver dollar. So I picked him up and put him in a pan, put some grass in there with him, and fixed him some water in there and put him around in the, under the tree in the shade. And thought I'd take him to my little grandson, but I thought I'd better check with his mother first and ask her if it'd be all right to bring him. So I talked to her that day and forgot to ask her, and I didn't have a chance then to send him the next day, and he was here a day or two, and I turned the can over and let him out.
Mm-hmm.
I found him again in about a week or 10 days out there, and he'd almost doubled in size, but I didn't pick him up that time. They had one, he was a grown one or a half grown one, and he belonged to J.G., the little 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Children,
so he died, and J.G. said, they said, I forgot to water him, grandmother, and I'm awfully sorry. So I thought, well, he wouldn't be happy then to maybe have another one, because he'd be worrying about him, fear he'd neglect him. So I didn't take him. I didn't pick him up the second time.
What do you call that insect that you find around the pond here, the one that has two sets of wings and a long, slender, narrow body, blue or green?
That's some horse doctor, is it? Is that what we call it?
Snake doctor.
Snake doctor. That's right. I was thinking of horse doctor. Snake doctor. That's the children making for him. That's all. What we call them as children, and all the children do, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the name of it, only that, that's so I heard it called them.
When I grew up, we called that a dragonfly.
Well, that.
Or a devil's darning needle.
Oh, the devil's darning needle that we call the devil's darning needle is the praying mantis.
Oh.
Well, what else do you call him, praying something?
Praying mantis, I see.
Hmm?
Praying mantis, he's a flycatcher. Mm-hmm. He sits with just...
Looks like a stick.
Immobile. Fly comes along.
Well, somewhere out down the screen, when he see a fly light, then he'd sneak up there. You couldn't see him move, and he'd do that so quick.
Yeah.
Well, we call them the devil's darning needles when we were children. And they were more or less shaped like a